Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico at Jimmy and your host of the AfterBuzz, and of course with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello.
Buzz, why don't you tell everybody what we just got as a present?
Somebody sent us some soap products. I got a couple bars of soap.
Why don't you say the name of it?
It's from Lancelin. Hold on, I think the nice listener put a card in here. Lancelin Living Essentials. Shanitha Lancelin.
Oh.
And, well, that's lovely. Thank you, Shanitha. And I got soap, but here's the thing. Nico got a soap, but he also got two bottles of hair tonic, like hair restorer.
Monet's Miracle Growth Oil.
That might be the secret.
Botanical.
She sent two bottles, one for your head and one probably for your face.
Shut up. Ingredients. Botanical oils and herbal infusions. Supports healthy growth, strengthens roots, adds shine and moisture. Apply a few drops to scalp. Massage gently.
I mean, I'm not supposed to encourage listeners to send gifts, but I'm not required to discourage it either. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, breaking news.
Yep.
The Supreme Court has just ruled that the government cannot restrict gun rights for casual drug use.
I think specifically they're talking about marijuana. Like, you can't say we're taking your Second Amendment's rights away because you're a consumer of marijuana. And there was an interesting story last week as
no, not just marijuana. The law does not specifically say anything about marijuana.
Just drugs.
The law that says people who have an unlawful user or addicted to any controlled substance cannot possess a firearm.
So that has been overturned by this ruling?
Yes, that has been overturned by this
ruling. I heard something last week, and apparently behind closed chamber doors, the justices were debating which of the founding fathers might have been drunks in order to come to some kind of originalist interpretation.
That is interesting.
So they're going down the list of all of our founding fathers. Is like, that guy was a lush. That guy had a major drinking problem.
Thomas Jay was smoking some hemp.
George Washington was growing fields of that stuff,
well,
man.
Well, most notably, Hunter Biden was convicted under the same statute for which his father pardoned him for. Like, the pardon looked bad at the time, but knowing that this law was going to get probably overturned, I mean, he can get his record expunged if he wanted to. Probably.
I'm not a big fan of the presidential pardon powers. If it were only used for the deserving, yeah, it seems kind of keen.
Justice.
And whoever does it, I don't care for it, especially when it's a family member or the worst, a donor. I mean, that's obviously some double dealing going on there.
Right. Let's talk a little Robin Hood. There's a new movie that is going to be coming out soon called
Isn't
The
that
Death
an investment
of...
an investment app too?
Robin Hood is an investment app as well.
Okay, but you're talking about the historical or semi-historical Robin Hood.
The Death of Robin Hood, a new movie by Michael Sarnowski, starring Hugh Jackman as a gray-haired, battle-weary Robin of Locksley, reflective at the end of his life and acutely aware of his own legend. At one point, he encounters a woman who talks about the virtuous, justice-seeking Robin Hood, and he denies who he is and speaks of himself in the third person, saying he was not a hero. He robbed and killed for the joy of it. Nothing Ooh. More.
Oh, that's kind of like a gritty reboot. Well, not a reboot, I guess.
The depiction of Robin Hood has morphed through the centuries.
Can I just say, I once saw a Robin Hood movie starring Sean Connery as an older, aging Robin Hood.
What was the movie?
I think it was called Robin and Marian.
Oh. I'm not, completely unfamiliar with that.
But it has a scene with Robin Hood on his deathbed, and it's Sean Connery.
So, historians say there's no single living person behind the character, just a vastly unequal society of wealthy landowners and impoverished peasants that inspired its creation. The stories about Robin Hood began as an oral tradition in the 12th century, but the first written accounts didn't arrive till 200 years after that. Okay. In ballads that showed him as a celebrated figure.
Question. Isn't the Robin Hood legend tied to a specific king, Richard the Lionheart?
In the tellings that we say now, but that was never historical or even at the time related.
Okay. So it's not tied to actual events that were going on at the time or whatever?
Other than that the characters are real, like Richard the Lionheart and his John Lackland, his younger brother.
King and John. The Sheriff of Nottingham.
So in the first written accounts, he wasn't even noble Sir Robin of Locksley, as later versions made him. He wasn't noble at all. He was a yeoman.
A yeoman.
Yeah, how do you even, I've always wondered how you, I say yeoman.
Yeoman?
Yeoman. Yeoman. How do you say it?
Well, on Star Trek, they say yeoman Bridger. Yeoman. Yeah, they say yeoman.
A rung right above peasant. There was no Maid Marian in the story until the 16th century. And while he was perfectly nice to the poor, helping them was secondary. Mm. His enemies were the corrupt clergy and the land-owning nobles who took advantage of their underlings.
Yeah, so these sound like they were folk stories, but they were expressing some dissatisfaction with the established order of the day.
Absolutely.
Because it all went together. The king and the nobles could do what they wanted, and the church would back them up. Because they were all in the same
bracket
together.
They all got the cash. Well, the early legends portray Robin Hood as a morally gray medieval trickster and a violent, irreverent rogue.
Well, he had a bunch of merry men with him. So he had a crew, posse.
And Disney was right about one thing at least.
He was a fox?
The first ballad suggests that he was as sly
as a fox. Wasn't Little John a bear in that thing?
Yeah, he was. Do you want to know that King Henry VIII was such a fan of the story that he dressed up as Robin Hood sometimes?
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
No, I mean, he beheaded numerous wives, so it's not as insane as that, but cosplay is not so bad compared.
What's your favorite Robin Hood movie?
Adaptation?
Adaptation. Yeah, let's not even say movie. If there's a TV show that you know, or a cartoon, famous cartoon.
The Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs is Robin.
Oh, yeah.
And the Porky Pig is Friar Tuck.
Yeah, that one's always fun. And he's in his green, this, yeah.
I dub thee Sir Worcestershire. Does that one count?
That one absolutely counts.
Errol Flynn, I remember, I have a distinct memory of, as a like a kindergartner maybe, getting to stay up after 10:30 to watch the 11 o'clock movie, which was Robin Hood with Errol Flynn.
Black and white.
No.
No?
Technicolor. Oh, yeah, because it's, you know, it's very, his outfit is very green. It's, I think, what every Robin Hood since the 1930s has kind of been based on.
So Kevin Costner has starred as Robin Hood. Russell Crowe.
I remember the Russell Crowe one. Men in Tights.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights is mine. My favorite one completely.
Men in Tights had to have been a direct parody of the Kevin Costner version.
It was absolutely a direct parody. At so, one point, they have Carrie Elwes say, oh, do you want to give the line?
He's talking about, I don't know. They're talking about Carrie Elwes. Unlike some, I can do an English accent.
Yeah.
I've heard a story that Elwes improv that, and that it busted up the set. Like, they went out for drinks at the end of the day because it was such a good line. They left it in.
Well, you did bring up the Robin and Marian movie, 1976.
Yeah. That would have been around the time period, I think.
Sean Connery plays the aging Robin, reunited after decades with Marian, played by Audrey Hepburn, now a prioress.
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn could still get it in 1976, let me tell you.
I can't wait to see this movie.
The one with Hugh Jackman.
The one with Hugh Jackman. It's going to be done by A24.
Wasn't there one with Jamie Foxx a few years ago?
Oh, yeah. But that one was like super stylized and like had a...
I didn't see it.
Arrows and CGI and...
Did you see it?
I did see it. It completely just...
Is it any... I mean, it didn't make an impression, obviously.
Did not make him one iota of an impression.
The Russell Crowe one had some pretty good battle scenes, especially at the beginning. And Little John, I think, was played by Mark Addy. Robert Baratheon.
Yeah. That is a good casting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let us know what your favorite Robin Hood is and whether you like the classic Fox version from Disney or a gritty kind of take on it. It's kind of like how the Penguin is taking a real gritty look at Gotham.
Mm-hmm. And I would encourage you just for the sake of Hollywood lore, check out the Errol Flynn version.
Yeah, Errol Flynn is a classic.
Can you name any other of the Merry Men? I think we've mentioned Little John. We've mentioned Friar Tuck.
And Blind Joe.
No, I don't believe there was a Blind Joe.
Curly? Larry? Mo?
Robin Adale.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There were two Robins?
I guess so. He had like one of his merry men was Robin Adale.
All right, who else?
Fuck. I don't know. That's it. There's the famous scene where they have the archery contest and he splits the other archer's arrow.
Will Scarlet. I remember him.
Will Scarlet.
Much the Miller's son.
Hold on. Now I need to look up Robin Adale.
No, it's Alan Adale.
Alan Adale.
The band's resident minstrel.
Ah. Two E's or one E? I mean, L.
Two L's.
Alan Adale. Ah, he's played by a rooster in the cartoon.
Yeah.
All right, great.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the After Buzz podcast. Don't forget to listen to the regular Buzz Adams Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. On KLAQ El Paso's Best Rock. We will talk to you next time.